Welcome to episode 271 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Tent and Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. It's been a little more than a year now since we launched this podcast ministry, and God has blessed us to be able to share ideas for how to live life to the full with people from all over the world. Please pray for us and encourage others to check us out each weekday as we share biblical truth. Today we turn to the book of 2 Timothy, the 45th book in our series, 50 books of the Bible in 50 weeks. Last week, we explored the life of Timothy, who, as a young man, began traveling with Paul and Silas after they visited his hometown of Lystra during what is described in the book of Acts as a second missionary journey. Timothy's mother is Jewish, but his father is Greek, so he has not been circumcised, even though he has been raised to know and honor God. Timothy's commitment to the Lord is so strong that he allows himself to be circumcised to not offend the religious Jews they will encounter. The relationship between Paul and Timothy grows to the extent that Paul refers to his protege as my son in the faith. By the time Paul writes his second letter to Timothy, the young pastor has been ministering to the church at Ephesus for 4 years. And it has been almost that long since he received his first letter from Paul. Timothy has been a faithful servant to Paul since leaving his home with the apostle more than a decade earlier. Since then, Timothy has ministered alongside Paul for the duration of both the second and third missionary journeys in places such as Troas, Philippi, and Corinth. Timothy is not unfamiliar to the Ephesians when he settles in their city, having served there alongside Paul for a period of close to 3 years on Paul's third missionary journey. Paul writes again to this young leader in the church at Ephesus to provide him encouragement and fortitude in the face of difficulties and trials. Today, let's examine 10 notes about the man whom we could describe as a worker for Christ. 1. Timothy's name means honoring God or precious to God. These two designations prove to be true in the life of this disciple. 2. Paul says Timothy has a genuine faith, the same as that which lived in his mother and grandmother. Timothy sees this sincere trust in God, first modeled by his grandmother Lois. In turn, she imparts that faith to her daughter Eunice, who then passes it on to her son. Eunice and Lois prepare Timothy's heart to accept Christ by teaching Timothy the Old Testament scriptures and preparing him from infancy to recognize the Messiah when he appears. When Paul comes preaching Christ, all three accept his teaching and commit their lives to the Savior. We too must prepare our children to be ready when Christ moves in their hearts. They must know how to recognize that pull on their spirits as coming from the Savior. And the only way to do that is to follow the example of Eunice and Lois and teach our children the Word of God. Know that Timothy does not come from the right background. He is biracial. He's neither fully Jew nor fully Greek. Your heritage isn't a factor for God. He can use you despite the advantages or disadvantages of your ethnicity or other background factors. 3. Timothy begins traveling with Paul and Silas after the two visit Lystra on the second missionary journey. His testimony helps churches grow stronger in their faith. 4. In the years that follow, Timothy becomes one of Paul's trusted partners in addressing congregational problems, including those occurring in Corinth. When the apostle writes 1 Corinthians, he has already begun his 3-year mission to Ephesus near the beginning of his third missionary journey. By now, Timothy has been associated with Paul for about 7 years and is one of the apostle's leading troubleshooters. 5. Timothy's heart for ministry puts him in an honored position among Paul's co-workers. No other person shares the apostle's deep love for the Philippians and is so devoted to serve the church in an unselfish manner. Paul's glowing report about Timothy reminds the disciples of his unsullied character and faithfulness. 6. According to 2 Timothy 1 verse 3, Paul prays for Timothy day and night. After all, he's carrying a heavy burden and needs whatever support he can get. Timothy's tears at their last parting, mentioned in verse 4, increase Paul's desire to see him again. 7. In his second letter to Timothy, Paul warns Timothy about the false teachers that he will encounter and tells him to continue in the things he has learned because he knows the character of those he learned them from, namely Paul himself and his mother and grandmother. The truths Timothy is taught from infancy, truths about sin and our need for a Savior, are able to make him wise for salvation. As parents, we are to prepare our children to distinguish truth from error. And as believers, we are to stand firm in the truth that we have learned, not being surprised or swayed by opposition and false teachers. 8. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 15, Paul tells Timothy to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. This advice is crucial for all Christians. As recorded in 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Paul counsels Timothy, his dear son, from a heart of love, wanting Timothy to stand firm in his own faith and to lead the other believers as well. Timothy certainly seems to have been faithful. We should follow his example. 9. The relationship between Paul and Timothy is a great example of Christian mentoring. Both Timothy and Paul had to have the right attitudes for such a mentoring relationship to succeed. Timothy had to be humble and teachable. It must have taken a great deal of faith and commitment on his part to submit to circumcision. He was free in Christ. Circumcision was not necessary to have a right relationship with God. Yet Timothy allows himself to be circumcised so that he could be a more effective witness for Christ. He exemplifies Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 9 verse 22, to the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. 10. The Bible does not record the happenings of Timothy's later life and death, but it does include some of Paul's final exhortations to his protege. Paul urges Timothy to fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. According to extra-biblical tradition, Timothy remains in Ephesus for the rest of his life. He remains faithful until he is martyred for his faith. Father, thank you for the life and ministry of Timothy. May we, like him, be unashamed of the gospel. May we, like him, be a worker who knows how to handle the truth. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.